We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting the last words of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, a brand new sugya, the sugya of Reichem Milsa, fascinating sugya. Omarak, Basar Shchuta Shamein. You have a nice fat piece of meat that's shamein, it's fat and it's kosher. Basar Shchuta Shetzaloi. You roasted it in the same oven in Basar Nevela with Basar Nevela Kachosh with Nevela that was not fatty. The halacha is awesome. It's awesome. My time, what's the reason? Mefatmei mahadadi. Because the shamein of basar shchuta goes and fattens up the nevela one while it's in the oven, and then it causes the nevela to have recha, and that goes back into the shchuta. So Rav has two chedushim. First of all, something called recha milsa, that it gets a smell of the other meat is enough to answer it. That's number one, he holds recha milsa. And number two, Rav's chiddush is that something called pitum, that a basa shaman can mefatim another piece of basa that was not so shaman, that didn't have recha, but it can mefatim it and cause that to have recha and becomes asif. But Levi Amar, I feel a basa shchuta kakosh, even a worst case, basa shchuta was kakosh, it's only even basa nevela shaman, the nevela itself was shaman, still mutter. My time, recha ba'amahu, recha lav milsihi. Because it's only recha, and recha is lav milsihi. And the shaila is, you're not going to find this shaila here anywhere, but it's in the Chuvas Habach, Hans a little bit, but it's in Yeraday, we'll learn Yeraday, or Kvegar, the Chuvas Habach, what happened to the problem of Zaya? Good, you have Reicha, Milsa, Machoike, what happened to Zaya? So you have to say, we're talking about here a very big tanner where there's no Zaya. The Zaya is getting, is evaporating and not going from one to another, side by side, and it's a very big tanner, and there's not one above each other. And there was no problem with Zaya. The only shaila, Reicha, Milsa, that's Machoike. Rav holds Reicha, Milsa. Levi holds Recha Lav Milsi, and the Gemara says a Ma'aseh. So Ovad Levi Uvda Beresh Kalusa Begdiva Davacha. Levi was Matir. So Rashi explains there was a Bediavet. They had roasted a piece of meat together with Chazir in the same oven, and Levi was Matir. So the Masha and Tosis says his claw a Medayik from Rashi that sounds like Levi is only Matir Bediavet Recha Lav Milsi, but not Lechatchila. Like Rashi says, "Shenitzlu b'tano, bo ma'isapano v'hiter," but the event he was matir. Zokter Gemara Vayta Meisvei. So I think Rav and Levi Reichem Milsei not Meisvei. I see a kasha. It says in a brayso, "Ein soilin shnei psachim keechad." You're not allowed to be soila roast two carbon psachim in one oven. Why? Because they might get mixed up. What type of taruvis? My love, taruvis tamim. You worry that the reicha will mix. And I'm going to be eating his recha milsi. I'm eating a karm pesach that I wasn't counted on it. Taruv is timing. V'kashal Levi. Levi says recha lav milsi here. It's a first of brisa. It says you can't be tzeil in the same oven. Why? Because taruv is. So we're alone. That's not the reason why you can't do it. You know I can do it. Taruv is goofing. You know, I mix up the meat. I might take your behema. You'll take my behema. And hakanam mistavra. It's clear that that's what the brisa means because when Tanya sefer afilu gedivitle. Even though I'm using a goat for karm pesach, and you're using sheep for karm pesach, still you can't do the same oven because you might mix it up. Once it's already filleted, or whatever the everything's taken off the skin, you might get mixed up. So iam b'shlama pei gufin hayu tana afilu gedivitle. If it was a shaila mixing up the goof, so the chiddush is even in gedivitle. It would look different. Still, you're gonna mix it up. But Eliam said through his time, if the Isser was, because the Recho mix, so then Malik Diva Tle, Malik Diva Di, it makes sense what the animals are. It's Recho Milsa. Don't say, I feel like Diva Tle, who cares? It's not a Chiddush. So it must be that it's Al Taruvas Gufim. Eliam is praying through his time, Malik Diva Tle, Malik Diva Di, Elamai, Al Karchov, Taruvas Gufim Udasa. So, but Masma, but Taruva's timing would be Shari. It's only also on Gufim. So, Lema, now it's the opposite. Lema, you have to go to the Rav. It's a Kasha Rav now because the Bryce is clearly Klevagdi. So, Masma only has Shaila mixing up the Gufim. We're not worried about Recha Milsa. So, that's a Kasha on Rav. Rav holds Recha Milsa. So, the Gemara, no. I'm Rav Yermia, Hokamai Eskino, and Gajatolu Vishdeke Deiros. They roasted it in two pots. You can't roast anything in the pots because then there's liquid in the pot and it turns into a bishel. You can't do that. You did it like two kederos, which means you had the same mila of that. That there was a wall in between. Like Rashi says, there was a tail gadol, a big pile of gecholim. What? Answering Rav. Because it sounds like over here, we're only worried about teruvas gufin. We're not worried about recha milsa. So if you're Rav, why not worry about recha milsa?
Because
If you're going to give it less, we also to do, to, not because you're going to mix it up, you're not allowed to cook two karm pesachim because of rechem milsa, if you're rab. That's the kasha. So answering this bright is the one case where there's no rechem milsa. How is that possible? They have a big wall in between the two misamit. They have a wall of gecholim, it says, of ashes in between. Change take theirs. Well, come, let's read the brisa. Ain't so step sachum kachabe taruvas. My taruva is taruvas tamim. You can't cook any roast two karm pesach in one oven. Why not? Because taruvas tamim. I feel like ain't take theirs. And even when ain't take theirs is not a problem of recha, the lack of taruvas tamim is no problem of taruvas tamim. Still also, shum taruva is gufim. It's also because taruvas are guf. But I feel like gedivit le. And even a gedivit le will be also because you might mix up the goofin. And that's the read the Brisa. So the Brisa reads for everyone. Omar, so we have a chalik, Rav and Levi, Recha Milsi, Recha Lav Milsi. Omar, Agav, just that the whole kasha on Levi is shver, because maybe it was Lachatchila, you shouldn't do it, because we said that even Levi allows Recha Milsa, only that's B'dievet. That's Tosis kasha, Blav Shver with the kasha on Rashi, that he holds that it's only Lachatchila, you Blav Shver with the kasha. Zok to Gemara, Omar Rav Mari, Ketanoi. Rav Mori says that's a machloikis tanoim. He wants a tanoim, it's machloikis tanoim, rechem olsonat. Because it says, I read the pas, you take pas chamba out of the oven, boiling hot, a piece of bread. And you cover a barrel of wine of truma with this piece of bread. Rameya oiser, because it gets the smell of the truma, therefore it's also for a zar to eat it. Rav Yudah mater, who holds mutter? Rav Yesi says, depends. Mater b'shel chitim. Chitim doesn't absorb so much recha. Does mutter. But oisav b'shoirim. Soirim is also. V'shel soirim shoyav. Soirim sucks out the smell. So what my lav tanoi. It's b'chalikas tanoim. That Rav Meir and Rav Yosi both hold the marasava recha lav. They hold recha milsa. And Rav Yehuda holds recha lav milsa. My lav tanoi. The marasava, which is Rav Yehuda, recha lav milsa. He holds recha is not milsa. And marasava recha milsa. So maybe it's Rav and Levi is Chagas Tanoim. Zok tomorrow, Levi Vadi Tanoi. You're right. Levi is for sure Tanoi, because no way Levi can stem with Rav Meir or Rav Yosi. They both say it's also Atzrecha. He's definitely cannot learn out from there. Le Rav, he definitely cannot stem with everyone. He's definitely Tanoi. Le Rav, Neymar Tanoi. Is Rav stem with Rav Yehuda? Who does say it was Mutter here? Does Rav stem with Rav holds Recha Milsi? Could Rav hold like Rav Yehuda? Amalach Rav, yeah. Kuliyam Recha Milsi. Everyone holds Recha Milsi. Lav itma law dahi. Omar Rav Achana Rav Shlokish. Then we learned on this brisa. Rav Achana Rav Shlokish says that there's no machlekes. So pas chama v'chavas psucha devar kol aser. If you take a hot bread out and it's a chavas psucha, you cover an open barrel devar kol aser because Recha Milsi. Everyone, including Rav Yehuda, holds like that. The pas sinenes v'chavas begufa. If it's cold pas and a closed chavas, the kuliyam it's mutter. The rakom mutter. The machloekes is loynechlo pas chama v'chavas chesuma. Either it's pas chama and a closed barrel, or a pas sinenes, a cold pas v'chavas psucha. That's what the machloekes is. And really, everyone knows rechem milsi. The question is, does this take out rechana? Vahonami, in our case of roasting two pieces of meat in the same oven, is kepas chama v'chavas psucha dami. It's like the highest level, pas chama v'chavas psucha, and therefore, according to Rav, the kuliyama in that case would be recha milsi, it's not a machlekes tanoim. We kuliyama recha milsa in such a case where it's equal, it's equivalent to pas chama v'chavas psucha. So I think about a brisa. Tani Rav Kanabre de Rav Chinano Saba, pas sha'ofa m'tzliva tanor. Someone baked a piece of bread together with tzli in the same tanner. You cannot eat it with milchiks. Why not? Because recha milsi. Rashi learns going. It's a raya to Rav that we hold recha milsi. That's how Rashi learns. The Rif in Maseches Chulin learns that even filevi this could be true because this is called lechatchila. To eat it with milchiks now is called lechatchila, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya. But Rashi learns this is going according to Rav. Not a ma'isa. He benisa the itvi b'hadi b'isra. Someone roasted a piece of salmon with basar in the same oven. Osra ravam parzikul mechel kutcha. He said he can't eat it with milchis because now it's shikul fleishik. The again machmer reichem milsi. Mar bar Ravashi Omar. If it's a problem of reichem milsi, a fill of milch and amiyasur. We can't eat the fish by itself. Why? Because we know fish and meat is a problem. It's a sakana. So the kasha la reichel adava acher. It's a problem for tzaras. It's a sakana for tzaras. And therefore you can't eat. You can't have anything fish that's cooked with meat can't be eaten. But upon him, it sounds like this Gemara, according to Rashi, that we pass him like Rav, because we have a brisa like him. But Ma'aser Rashi says that the pasuk like Levi, that Reicha Lav Milsi. Why? Because you have the same machlokes as Abaye and Rava of Reicha Milsi and Maseches Avodah Zarah, and Rava holds like Levi and Reicha Lav Milsi, and we Abaye and Rava, we know we pass like Rava unless Yal Kagam. So therefore, Rashi passes the Lachal Ma'aser Reicha Lav Milsi, and that's the ikar sheet that we hold in Shulchan Aruch, that Reicha Lav Milsi. But still, like our Gemara says, also if you Rashi, it's also Lachatchila. But with the Eved, Reicha Lav Milsihi. Sok the new Mishnah. We finished with the sugis of Yeredeg, Shmaka sugis, with Recha Milsa and Tatal Gava all one day. Now we go to the next Mishnah of, now invite to the Mishnah, next Mishnah of Tumah Hutra and Tumah Tuchiyah Betziva. Zok the Mishnah. Chamisha Dvarim Ba'im Betumah, Ve'ino Nechelim Betumah. There are five things that you're allowed to bring Betumah when it's a carbon tziva, and when the tziva or all the kahanim are tamei, you can bring a betuma, but still the ina nechalam betuma. Even though the halach is that it's a kosher or a carbon, and you can bring a betuma, but you can't eat it in tuma. And what are these five kavanas? Ha'omer, that's the minchas ha'omer. You bring a mincha right the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach. You bring a minchas ha'omer. That's matir v'chadosh. Minchas ha'omer. That's ha'omer. And the second thing is shtei halachem. That's matir. The kabbonos of chitim on shvuas, when you bring the shtei lechem, that's matir now to bring kabbonos from the chadash, minachos from the chadash. The lechem aponim, that's where you bring every Shabbos. The zivchei shalom tzibur, that's shlomim that are zvachim that are brought together with shtei lechem. The siri rosh chadashim, and siri rosh chadashim is the sa'ar is brought for musaf on rosh chadash. Those five kabbonos are brought, since the kabbonos tzibur all these things, they're brought betumah, they're not nechalam betumah. Ha Pesach shabav betumah, but Pesach is different. A Pesach not only comes betumah, nechal betumah. You can eat it while you are tamei. Shlei ba mitchilas al achila. Since the whole ikar kam Pesach is to eat it, it says the chayshu lefi achla. You have to eat it. So therefore, when the Torah was matir ish nitchav ain't seven nedachim, they were matir even to eat it. So kam Pesach is different. The tumah hutra betziva by or tchuyah betziva by Pesach is a different level. You even eat the kam Pesach. Zok to Gemara, why did it say Chamisha? Chamisha l'mutimai. Just say, carbon, tzibur, mutter, is kosher. I would say five. Teretz is coming to exclude one of the kavanas. L'mutei, chagiga is Chamisha also. Coming to exclude the chagiga. Chamisha also is lav dafka. It means even for Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, you bring a chagiga. It means yen chagiga, even though technically it would be called a carbon tzibur, because anything the whole tzibur brings is called a carbon tzibur, still, it's not doicha tomu. Since it's carbon tziva and it has a kavua at a time when on yontiv, so tidchi tuma it should be doicha tuma, just like it says by other kabbonis moy adoy teaches us that it's doicha Shabbos and doicha tuma kamash v'lon kivin the islay tashlumim. Since you could do the kol shiva all 7 days, the loch is leidachis Shabbos, and if it's not dafka doicha Shabbos as moy adoy when Shabbos leidachia. Loi dachet toma is not doicha toma either. So therefore, chagiga is not included in the five things that are doicha toma. It is. It's doicha toma every day. What?
We had the mishnah.
The mishnah is the oila. We want to say things that are brought with toma, not eaten. So toma is the oila, only bringing the kabbonis that they eat. You want to ask some other things, but so usually on regular Shabbos, the musaf also is something that you also don't eat. You bring a tamid on Shabbos, and even the Musaf on Shabbos are nachatoyes. They're all oil. Oil Shabbos for oil is tamidiska. So on even a regular Shabbos, you don't bring any carbon that's eaten. Here was something bring kabbonas tiba that are eaten. That was the things that eat. That's why it was oimer shtei lechem lachapanim zivcha shabbos tiba and sirah shkadoshim, which you eat. So Gemara is a Bekasha, now they ask Bekasha, v'nis nami sirah galim. What about every yomtiv you bring sirah from Musafim, and that's eaten also? Why don't we bring that in the Mishnah? So tomorrow, currently is zivchei shalmei tzibur, and once it's zivchei shalmei tzibur, we know carbon tzibur is eaten is included. Yehachi, so why are you saying siri rosh chadashim? Nami lo nisti, don't say that. Hatana zivchei shalmei tzibur. It says shalmei tzibur. We know any shalmei tzibur is eaten is brought in b'tumah. Amri siri rosh chadashim is richle. That's a chiddush that siri rosh chadashim is doicha Shabbos. Why? Sagar, we know how it looks in b'mayid. It's not one of the things that are mayid. Every yontif is a mayid. We'll see if it's a possible da mayishes ma'adei Hashem on bnei Yisrael. But the Rosh Chodesh is not a Mayid. Kamash Blon, yeah, the Rosh Chodesh Ikri Mayid. The Rosh Chodesh is called a Mayid. Where do we see that? Kedah Abaya. The Oma Abaya, Abaya says that Tammuz, in the year when the Yidin had the Meraglim, the Tammuz that year was extra day. And that turned out that maybe when they came back and they cried was the night of Tisha B'Av. But if Tammuz would not have been Malay, then it would have landed up on a day, would have been a day later. Would have been a day later. And Hashem wanted to be on Tisha B'Av. So the Klal Yisrael then were ma'abir the month of Tammuz. They didn't see the moon, they had to ma'abir the month of Tammuz. Omar Abaya, Tammuz I saw some Luy Malia was full, was an extra day. What do we see? It says a pasuk in Eicha, it says, Kara alai moyed lishba b'churai. We called it a moyed lishba b'churai in order to have Tisha B'Av, and that means they have an extra day of Rish Chodesh. We see Rish Chodesh is called moyed. It's called moyed. And that's the chiddush that the serious Rosh is doicha Shabbos and doicha Tuma. How do we know that? Because it's called a moyed. So the only question is that once we have this, just say serious Chodesh and then you know everything. That's Taisa's Kashi, Blav Shver. Top Taisa says, Tamil, this is serious Rosh Hashanah, let us say Eidel, don't say Zilchi Shamit Zibur. Just say that one. Back upon him, this is how, this is the Mishnah. And at Hashem, on tomorrow's Shia, we have a whole discussion about Tuma Hutter, Ritzibur, Tuma Hutter, Ritzibur, and so on and so forth.